Great Big Rosie on the house, Arizona. Good Saturday morning to you all. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to join the conversation, talk about any home improvement project you're trying to tackle around the house, our toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. Solar, it's back in the news again. I guess there's like a waiting list outside the jail. Our Arizona Attorney General is bringing one crooked solar company after another, first to jail and then to the bank to start paying their restitutions. Here's one company got hit with $55,000. All right. So what have I been telling y'all for the last 8 or 9 years? As solar, we saw a resurgence in solar. I saw it in the late 80s and 90s. We saw it again this time. You throw that much money at any one industry, you're going to have all kinds of characters chasing that money. And I've been telling y'all from day one, be very, very, very careful who you elect. If you opt into a solar package, be very careful who you opt into. There are complaints about customers not seeing any of the benefits that were promised in the sales presentation. There's solar contractors that are getting fined for dialing the no-call list, all right? So I've brought in a couple solar experts that are Rosie certified, Dan King from Harmon Solar. Dan, thanks again for joining us and coming in and talking solar one more time.
Appreciate you having me back.
Oh, man, and Mike Bartoletti from Southwestern Solar out of Green Valley, beautiful Green Valley, Arizona. Mike, thanks for taking the drive up.
I took that drive early this morning, Rosie.
Yeah.
And I heard the beginning of your show. And I did see that great big beautiful moon this morning.
Yeah, that was pretty wonderful.
And I do have to say that you are taller on the radio, I think.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
sound taller on the radio.
Yeah, every and when they meet me, they all say, "Oh, you're so much taller and skinnier than I thought."
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad to have you, Mike. Appreciate it. So if you're confused about solar, If you've contemplated, if you're in APS, SRP, now we can even talk TEP, Trico, Unisource. Each one of the utility companies are approaching and have a different perspective on solar. I don't know, Dan. I don't know, Mike. Why can't we all get together on this? I mean, we talked about it the last time you were in, Dan. The solar industry right now is like a teenager on hormones. The whole industry is just very confused, doesn't know which way to go.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. I think what's happening is, and you've seen that with the utilities recently, where TEP, Trico, Unisource have all kind of pulled back their ask, if you will, for changes in the net metering rules and how they go about doing solar rates for customers to put it in a rate case, which will happen in the latter part of 2016. And that's kind of the same thing that kind of happened here recently with APS as well. They were asking for an increase. They didn't get it. What they got was moving it into an administrative hearing to talk about it. So we're moving into that process with APS now.
And the Arizona Corporation Commission regulates our utilities. So certain utilities in Arizona have to report to the Arizona Corporation Commission and operate according to the standards they set. There is at least one utility company in Arizona that doesn't have to report to the Arizona Corporation Commission. So if these utility companies that are subject to the Arizona Corporation Commission want to raise their rate, I guess they're on a regular program of every 3 or 4 years, there's going to be a rate hearing. In this case, APS was saying the offsetting charge of solar customers is so grievous, we have to have an emergency hearing now. And essentially what happened just in the past week or 10 days, the Corporation Commission has come back and said.
Yeah, it was last week.
Oh, okay.
They had their open hearing. And what they said was they didn't give them the increase that they asked for. Instead, they approved at a vote of 3-2. So there were two commissioners that were in favor of making it go to a rate case as opposed to what happened.
I don't want to get political, but I think we're going to see a lot of 3-2 votes on the Corporation Commission.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot of 3-2 votes.
So what happened is their request now goes into an administrative hearing, which ironically will probably take about a year to process. And a year from now is when they're planning on filing their rate case. So about the time that they're sitting down and talking about what the resolution of this increased charge is, they'll be going into the rate case next year about this time, or earlier than this. June, I think, is probably when they're going to file next year.
So am I reading this correctly? For APS customers, that means pretty much business as usual for at least another year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good news there.
Okay. Very good news.
Dan, you had mentioned earlier the utility companies want to set the date back to the middle of 2015 to make these retroactive changes. And you had said you were at the meeting the other day and the Corporation Commission slapped them down.
Yeah, it was TEP primarily that had asked. Their date was June, I believe, 2015.
We'll wait for the rate case hearing as long as in 2017 you make it retroactive to June of 2015.
Exactly. That's basically what they said. So it was actually...
And our Corporation Commission, protecting us homeowners, said no to that?
They said Doug Little, actually, Commissioner Little, got on the attorney for TEP pretty good and said... You know, we've never really done a retroactive thing. They can't, the commission can't necessarily make a ruling on that.
Yeah.
But in no uncertain terms, if you look back through the record, he said, really, TEP, come on, you can't do that.
That would be a 2-year retroactive.
Yeah, again.
It would kill the industry.
It would, and it has. Yeah. It's shut down TEP. Yeah.
So how are y'all handling it down there in Pima County, Santa Cruz County?
We're taking it one day at a time. I mean, we get a job and we send the paperwork through and see what happens. The issue with the utility companies wanting to cut off the accumulated power that the homeowners are generating at 30 days every month, they want to set the clock back to zero.
Yeah, reset.
That's hurt quite a bit because down in Green Valley, we have a lot of retirees that aren't here in the summer, and they're accumulating all of those credits. And then now they're saying, well, if you don't use it, by the end of this month, it's going to zero the beginning of the next month. And then if you don't use it the next month, sure, it's going to go back to zero. So these people are accumulating a lot of credits, and now they're not. They're not going to be able to.
Credits you can't redeem.
Correct. Yeah.
So so if I were in that case, that would be a huge argument for me not to go solar.
That's correct. That's killing it. Yep.
Well, not necessarily. Okay. You could always build a system that would offset what you're using during the month. I mean, it would cause solar to be a smaller systems, basically. You would use systems that, you know, that you would never overgenerate per se.
Okay, you're fine-tuning system to...
I mean, it's obviously not nearly as attractive. I mean, the reason that solar works is net metering, that you get to accumulate those over the winter months to use in the summer months. And by resetting the clock every month, it's definitely not as attractive, but there's still things you can do, which is why we need to be pushing this into a rate case, which is what's going to happen, to come up with equitable solar rates for everybody. There's going to be the new rates going forward after this rate case is in 2016 will really, with the participation of the industry, hopefully will come out on the other end of it with something that is beneficial for everybody, Arizonans, the utility companies, and the solar industry.
I agree with your premise as far as fine-tuning the size of the systems, Dan. But for someone that just comes here in the winter,
yeah, it's tough.
You know, they're not accumulating those credits anymore.
And you're the actual design engineer.
That's
I want to talk a little bit about, and what we'll have to do when we get back, but I want to talk a little bit about how do you determine what is the right size system to put on any one particular home? How is that size? Because I think that is a part of some of the problems the irreputable solar contractors are engaged in. Aren't they overselling systems, overpromising rate increase projections, and overpromising the product that's actually delivered?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Setting a bunch of false expectations.
And that's probably the list that you read at the beginning of the show. I'm sure some of those companies are guilty of that.
And then we've got to talk the whole lease versus purchase system. I was surprised in reading a report, I think I was reading it earlier this week, 75% of the systems being installed are lease?
Yeah, I would agree with that. In my business,
it is. You're seeing that.
It might even be higher than that.
Really? What are y'all seeing in Green Valley?
We don't personally. Our company doesn't lease at all.
Okay.
We sell.
You just sell.
We just sell for the homeowner to have to own the system, and we believe that that's the best value for the dollar.
Okay.
Those systems last 35, 40 years, and you know, some of the people aren't going to be around that long, but that's what I hear all the time. But I believe you get a better bang for the buck if you buy it outright.
I agree wholeheartedly. If you have the cash to do that, you're going to get a better return. Obviously, people that don't have any cash can still save money if they do a lease program. So there's pros and cons to both sides.
You can get it if you're committed to the solar industry. You can get into it in a lease arrangement without having to do a heavy cash outflow. Yeah, participate in the savings of of carbon reduction and be at a near net break even, right? I mean, that's what everybody's trying to shoot for, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of the lease customers do see quite a bit of savings, though. I mean, it really depends a lot on the house, and you can speak to that from, not every roof is the same. You know, you could have two homes that are identical. People use energy different. Put the same solar system on there, they're going to see two different things. So there is the lease customers, the biggest value there is the fact that you don't have to spend any money and you can still save money on your electricity.
Well, I think the solar industry still has a lot of educating to do to the homeowner. And probably and the corporation commission too, but to the homeowner, because the homeowner thinks it's a slot machine. You put that on my house, boom, I've got free electricity now until the grave. I think that is the perception of a lot of homeowners. So we're going to talk why that isn't necessarily true. If you're contemplating solar at your home, give us a call. I've got Mike Bartoletti from Southwestern Solar down in Green Valley, Arizona, and Dan King from Harmon Solar up here in Phoenix. The number is 1-888-767-4348. And Dan, we're going to run y'all's special again this week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
Perfect.
Y'all. Be right back.